Fallout from Hurricane Harvey to farmers in Tennessee. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. Hurricane Harvey battered Texas and parts of Louisiana, but its reach was felt even here in Tennessee with damage to crops from all of the rain.
We're right in the middle of tobacco harvest, just trying to get started shelling corn. We've had about 8 inches of rain in 24 hours right here where we are. So to say things are a little bit wet would be quite an understatement. Soybeans are submerged, and cornfields have water standing in them, and a lot of tobacco sustained considerable wind damage. We're hopeful that it might be able to stand back up and come back a little bit from it, but there will be some losses occurred in the tobacco especially.
Willis Jepson farms 5,000 acres of corn, wheat, soybeans, and tobacco in Robertson County, and he says even though this is a setback, farming, it's always a challenge.
Well, that's kind of farming. The plan B usually turns into plan C or even more than that. We never know from one day to the next what's going to be thrown at us, and that's kind of what defines us as people, how you take the things that you weren't expecting to come at you and how you can recover from a little setback. We're doing what we can, and other farmers in the region are doing the same thing, and we'll all be okay. You just have to roll with the punches, and we've come this far. We can't just throw our hands up and give up at this point.
And Jepson says he is thankful in times like this that there are options, thanks to federal crop insurance.
One good thing we have the federal crop insurance program. Farmers like myself, if we have a loss due to whether it be drought or flood, that does help keep the revenue stream going so that we can have the ability to live to fight another day, if you will, so that we can, instead of having a loss that puts you out of business, federal crop insurance program aids farmers in being able to put out the crop next year after having an event like this if you do have a crop failure.
Hopefully drier weather helps farmers complete harvest. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.